Our reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 22. Simon, Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he'd taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they'd finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me."
Peru? So tell me, is anyone starting anything new this year? A new class, a new job, a new car? Anyone? Hands? Come on, don't be shy. I was going to say a new relationship. Maybe you don't know that yet. So most years there are things that we come into that are new. Things that are unknown. Things that we're not quite sure about. Well, I need some volunteers. And there's always a slight worry when he asks for volunteers. And all the kids put their hands up because they know they'll get chocolate for volunteering. I do need probably 6 or 7 volunteers. And it would be quite nice to have a slightly different age group. Come on, Joe. These are the only people in the room, I think. These are the only people in the room up here. So I need, come on, girls, you can both come. I need a boy. I need, come on, Yvonne. How many is that? Have I got 6 yet?
5.
6.
And, what do you mean?
And you get a job.
Oh,
you...
yeah.
Okay. So the first thing you've got to do, what you have to do is you have to, the first thing you have to do is I've got 7 bags. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need one more person. Yes. I suppose you want a chocolate now, do you? It's the only reason. What would you like, Isaac? A picnic, a twirl,
whatever those things are.
Turkish delight? He says you're allowed to throw it. A heads up, it's coming. Hey! Very good. If you're not allowed to eat chocolate, you give it to somebody else. We're on this no chocolate, no sugar, no thing after our holiday now, so it's very, very sad. So the game of this is you've got to, there's 7 bags, and you get to feel what's inside the bag and see if you know what it is. So you get to choose the first one, and you can tell me what you think that is. Oh, she's correct. Give her a chocolate. Are you? Hang on, I get a bite of the chocolate. Okay, that was easy, wasn't it? Right, who's next? Joe. Come on, Joe. This one here. Don't look inside it, just have a feel. What do you think that is? No helping. Come on. I'll ask for that chocolate back again if you're going to cheat. I don't know. You tell me. Do you want to have a guess? I'll tell you what. Might it? Is that your final answer?
Lego.
Take it out and let's show us what it is. Is it a piece? Oh, it is. Now, I've had to put them in plastic bags because some of them might not be quite so nice. Okay, who's next? Yeah. Oh, come on, Esther. Here we go. What do you think that one is? Don't tip it out.
Is it hard?
Ooh.
I squeezed that too hard.
Did you? Oh. What do you think it might be?
Is it flavor or is it?
5, 4, 3. What do you think it is? You think it's a bit of fruit?
Mandarin.
You think it's a mandarin? Have a look and see if it's a mandarin. You don't want to. A lemon, very good. Right, who's next? Yeah, or she gets a chocolate. Fruit is close. Here we go, this is your one. Don't look inside it, that's cheating. There you go, that's your one. You can start trying that. That's your one, you can try that one. And that's your one. What do you reckon?
Is it a fork?
Yes, it is a fork. Good job. You get an extra chocolate. Where's my chocolate person? Well done.
I get a chocolate.
Hey, what's going on here? You're supposed to be doing it. What do you reckon, mate? It's earplugs. That's very impressive because I didn't think you'd get it. Yeah, that's earplugs. You're going to have a prize. What is it? A pickle. It is a pickle. Chocolate bar for that one. So we've got... We've got a gherkin. We've got.
Is mine a dog?
We've got some earplugs. What do you think yours is? A dog treat. That's actually extremely good. It's dog food. I hope these people all get chocolate. Yeah, that counts. Who else is? Have we seen everything else? Earplugs, pickle. Very good. Give them all a hand. Well done, team.
Piece of Lego.
Piece of yellow Lego. Did I get my credit card back? Oh, yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Oh, I'm trying to steal my bag now, too. It's interesting, isn't it? What was strange about that game? What was strange about it? Was it fair? Why wasn't it fair? Sorry? Some could see, but some couldn't see. Because one of them was a see-through bag, wasn't it? Yeah, so Yvonne had one with see-through. She didn't have to guess too hard. Isn't life like that? Often you can see exactly where you're going and what's going to happen, and you know what's going to happen, but so often we don't. So often we kind of a little bit of feeling in the dark. These people are eating chocolate and making me hungry. So often we kind of, we know in part, but we don't know in full what's going to happen to us. Sometimes we don't know what life is going to give to us. And as we're starting new things, it's true, isn't it, that we don't always get to see everything that's going on. We're going to have a game of snowman. Do you remember snowman? Is it the word backwards again? You'll have to wait and see. If you get a right answer, you get a chocolate, and Kate will come and give you one. If you get a wrong answer, I get the chocolate. All right? Anyone would like to have a guess? Yes, down the back. Shout it out. E. That's a great start. So there are quite a few E's. The problem is when you do this and you spell things incorrectly, which has happened to me in the past, and being a teacher or ex-teacher, you'd think you'd know better. Okay, there are a number of E's. I'm glad I didn't say you get a chocolate for every right letter you get. Yes, my dear. A? Is there an A? I'm afraid. There isn't an A. She gets a chocolate for answering, though. Yes. I. Oh, dear, oh, dear. There is an I. I hate this when I get it wrong. Anyone else? Yes. Shout it. R. There's a pirate in the back. There is an R. Oh, goodness me. Do we have any other? Yes. Who? L. L for Liam. L for Luke. L for, oh dear. We don't call out in class, do we? All you kids know that, eh? You put your hand up. Those who don't put their hand up don't get asked. Karen. T. Is there any more? Because I think I got it wrong last time I did this. Someone down the back. Sam. P. Travis. V. You're a meanie. Yes. Who? Yes, I can see. Oh, you mean a C? I hope you're giving out the chocolates, Kate, because I'm not keeping up. A C. Ooh. Carl. S. S for. Ooh. Oh. Hey, don't tell me how to play my game. You're too smart for your own good. You're that child, aren't you? Yes. Sorry? N. Yes. B for balloon. There is no B for balloon. Yes. An M. M for mummy. Is there an M? Take his head off. Who said take his head off? We're trying to keep it PC here. No, I like the carrot. What? Which one did I miss?
Jay.
Prue? Very good. The first person who can read this to me out loud gets three chocolates. The actual scripture verse. Here we go. First hand up. Can you say it aloud again in the microphone so everyone can hear you? Considering you're such a bad child, I'm surprised I let you do this.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
But blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
Very good. She gets three chocolates. Give her a hand of, give her a clap. We need to have you know, excitement and things. She had it open already before I even asked the question. So, again, oh, I found a chocolate. It's in my pocket. That must have been mine. So again, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, when we don't know what's happening, what can we do? We can trust in the Lord. Wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, we can trust in God. Anyone not like balloons? I apologize now. Because often the year is full of hope and promise and good things. But sometimes we get disappointed and it just empties out and it's kind of fairly average. Bear with me. Sometimes when life is full of promise and we think, yay, it's an exciting new year. It's just painful. And sometimes it just goes to pieces and flies all around the room. So often life isn't as we expect. Sometimes we have this full of promise. And we just get deflated because we get disappointed. Sometimes we think school is going to be fantastic, and then my best friend is now in the next classroom. And that's horrible. And sometimes we get hurt, and we don't know it's coming. Sometimes it is so confusing, we have no idea where it's going. And what can we do? Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Why? Because he will always be with you. So the story that we had this morning, Peter and his mates were in the situation where they didn't quite know what was going to happen. Jesus had died, and he'd been kind of coming and going a little bit. And there's Peter going, I'm going fishing. Anyone want to come? It's a whole group of them go fishing. Why fishing? It's what they knew. It's what they did. And then Jesus comes and they didn't recognize him. He says, get another. Do you think they would have thought, oh, this has happened once before? And then Jesus invites them to a meal, to a breakfast. And then Jesus has this really awkward conversation with Peter about feeding sheep. Was he really talking about sheep? No, he was talking about people. So I just want to end with a couple of things out of that story. And at the end he says, don't worry about him, but worry about you. The first thing is our temptation when life doesn't come the way we want it to is that we go back to the way we were before. And so instead of being on this discipleship journey of growth and development, we constantly go back to what we feel like is safe. But life is about adventure. Life is about growth. Life is about increase. Life is about the fullness of all the challenge that comes, but knowing that we can take that challenge because those who trust in the Lord can renew their strength. And that we can trust in him because he is always with us. It's just as well proves in the room. So our temptation is to go back to what we know, the safe and secure. But Jesus invites us into the supernatural. So into the things that are impossible. And even for you kids, that's true. And we can pray and we can have God move in our situation and in the impossible. That they'd been fishing and they got no fish, but actually they got 153 fish. Very precise. Interesting. There is. So Jesus invites us into the miraculous. But not only that, but he invites us into a meal. He says, come and have breakfast with me. So it's a relational invitation to say, come and be with me. Come and eat with me. And come and have breakfast with me. What's your favorite breakfast? Pancakes? French toast. What about Italian toast? Is there such a thing as Italian? No. Papagallo? No. Well, favorite breakfasts?
Eggs on toast?
Very good. Who said pizza? Nice. There's a few agreements down the back. So Jesus invites them, and what do they get? They get fish and chips. Well, fish anyway. So Jesus invites them into a meal. A sense of dwelling. Around the meal is a sense of belonging. A sense of knowing. It's really important. And then Jesus, he focuses as Peter. And he says, will you feed my sheep? He says, yeah, of course I will. You know I love you. I'll do it. And so he gives him focus. And Jesus gives us focus if we listen to his call of what he's asking us to do. He gives us purpose. So God gives us purpose in that invitation and says, go and do this. And even though it might be scary and it might be a new thing and it might be completely out of your ability, you can give it a go because you know Jesus will be with you even when you fail. Or maybe if you fail. Because it's more about our relationship with Jesus than our supposed success. And then the last thing is, Peter compares to John and says, what about him? And Jesus says, you don't need to worry about him. You follow me. So he says, don't compare with everyone else of what their life might look like. You might feel like your life is like a balloon that's kind of flying around the air and you have no idea where it's going to end. Or you might be that you just like, it's a year and all of a sudden you come across this pain of loss, pain or disappointment. Our job, our role is simply to follow Jesus, to trust in him because we know that whatever we come across, he is with us. So kids, as you look at your backpacks and you look at those key rings on your backpacks, make sure you remember that God is with you. Make sure you remember that not only is God with you, but we as a church family, we love you and we want the best for you. And we will do anything we can to encourage you and to bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that change is good. I want to thank you that new things are difficult at times. But it's part of our growth. So Lord, I pray that you would help us as children, as adults, that you would help us to grow into the new things of this year, that you would help us to take on that invitation of challenge that you give us, that we would live with you and for you, that we would know your presence in every space and every area of our life, no matter what that looks like. Lord, I pray that you would be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.